This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gary Wolfel joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, we're not going to talk about the basketball game because, quite frankly, it was just a bad night. It happens. Cavaliers got blown out by the Timberwolves tonight, 127-99. They were down by 30 most of the game, so really don't care about that aspect of it. This is the topic tonight. I want to get your take on it.
All right.
If the Milwaukee Bucks, while they have Giannis, however long that may be, end up being nothing more than, say, the Atlanta Hawks with Woodson and Drew and Budenholzer, where they go to the playoffs for, you know, 7-8 consecutive years, never make the NBA Finals, or end up being that of the Don Nelson Bucks. We had Marcus Johnson on earlier tonight, and I talked to him and asked him if it would be good enough. They had 7 consecutive years of 50 wins or more and never made the NBA Finals. And Marcus Johnson said, no, it wouldn't be. And he says, it's something that will haunt you for the rest of your life as a player, knowing that he never made an NBA Finals and was on as good a team as he was on. Your thoughts on if this Bucks team with Giannis going forward ends up being that of, say, the 80s Bucks, will that be good enough for you?
No, absolutely not. Not when you have arguably one of the top 5 players in the game. I don't think anybody would dispute that, although he didn't look like one of the 5 best in the first half tonight. But anyways, no, I mean, he's a franchise-type player. When you have a franchise-type player, you expect your team to get to the finals. I mean, if he wants to, we touched on this a little bit the other night, if he wants to go down in history as one of the great players, he's got to get to the finals. It's that simple. And, you know, he's got probably 3 more years to do it because I think at that time it's going to be...
Well, he's got more than 3. He's got more than 3 years. The Bucks have it 3 years, you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm referring to him staying in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, after that, it's going to get real dicey whether he stays here or not. I mean, there's already people telling me around the league he's not. So, but again, that's 3 years away. That's a long time. So.
Yeah, I don't buy that he's leaving. There's no way that he's making that known to anybody. I don't believe that for a heartbeat. Now, there may be people saying it. I know there are people out there already planning on trying to go after him hard. That I've heard as well. But then you hear Giannis talk about being the leader in votes and saying he's picking LeBron first and hoping to get a friendship and convince him to come play in Milwaukee after this season. And that just makes
now
you chuckle.
Think about that.
Right. No, no, no. But I'm just saying, that makes you chuckle and laugh. Like, dude, how sweet would that be if they let LeBron in Milwaukee? Giannis could run for governor and whatever else he wants to run for, and he'd win.
You're going to start at point guard before that happens.
Hey, man, I'll play point guard if LeBron and Giannis are on the team. I got no problem with that whatsoever.
There's no way in hell LeBron is coming to Milwaukee.
Who's that small little white dude out there? Oh, they're just playing 4-on-5. He's just out there. He won a contest on the radio. I mean, that's all it would really be at that point. Gary, that's all I wanted to know, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. I don't want to talk about this crappy game. So, see you later.
Sounds good. I understand. Have a good one, Steve.
You betcha. There he is. Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal Times and WolfelsPressBox.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.